This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. This time last year, Maggie Coulter, a longtime peace and justice activist, was living in the West Bank of the Palestinian territories, part of an eight-month visit to that troubled region. And she came home bearing a simple message from the people there.
That they are human beings and they simply want to be able to live their lives like anybody else. They want their basic human rights, the right to their land, the right to their homes, the right to their water, the right to their agriculture, the right to earn a living. And those rights are on a daily basis being violated by the Israeli occupation forces.
News reports often refer to that area as the occupied West Bank, as it has been under Israeli control for years now. And Coulter says that has been a source of great suffering for the people there.
If you are a Palestinian, your life is at risk. I think there are currently something like 8,000 or 9,000 Palestinian political prisoners. Every 12 minutes, a Palestinian child is arrested by the Israeli military. And we talked to Palestinian nonviolent community activists who had been taken by the Israeli military, and they said they were interrogated, which means tortured. I would guess that everybody has some family member who has been killed by the military, has been imprisoned.
During her extended stay in the Middle East, Coulter was also able to join in a week-long visit to the Gaza Strip as part of a group sponsored by Code Pink. She says conditions there were even more difficult than in the West Bank.
80% of the people are refugees. They're dependent on UN aid. Israel has Gaza under a siege. It shoots the Gaza fishermen who go out to fish, trying to feed their families. It shoots the farmers. So the situation for the majority of Gazans is fairly desperate. And what they can import is extremely limited. They are able to get basic foods from the UN, but it's really not adequate. And they're not able to bring in medical equipment.
But there's another area where Palestinians are also routinely oppressed, Coulter says, one that is widely overlooked by Western observers.
Inside the state of Israel, 20% of the population are Palestinians who hold Israeli citizens, and they are discriminated against. They're treated as second-class citizens. They don't have the same access to resources and to land. We often think more about the West Bank, but don't realize that actually Israel inside the country is an apartheid state as well.
It can be risky for activists to publicize and oppose these policies, but the Sacramento-based peace worker reports she found a number of dissenting groups within Israel who are working to effect change.
There's several groups. The Alternative Information Center was a group that we worked with in the West Bank that has an office in Jerusalem as well. They've got some great Israeli activists working with them on the Jerusalem side. There's a number of groups. You know, like here in this country, the peace movement is still relatively small, but people are active and part of a very strong voice saying, this occupation is wrong, apartheid inside Israel is wrong, we don't want to be part of these continued human rights violations.
Coulter also notes that while this situation exists halfway around the world, American tax dollars help support the government that is conducting the occupation. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.